With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, August 21st, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The Akron Westfield football team transitions to a new era for the 2023 football season. Akron Westfield alum and All-State quarterback John Sievert takes over a Westerner football program that went 2-7 last year. And of course, with a new coach comes some new schemes, and Coach Sievert says his team has learned the new offensive scheme very quickly.
We implemented a new system on offense, and I'm super excited about how the guys have developed and picked it up and learned, and they ask questions. They're eager to figure the offense out and the scheme that we want to run. I really like how they've made that next step of really getting it down, taking down notes, and really locking in, getting ready for that first game.
Yeah, of course, the Westerner football program is hungry after the 2022 season did not go according to plan. Coach Sievert says his team is working hard and competing well in position battles to make sure a year like last year doesn't happen again.
We got a couple good backs in the backfield, a couple quarterbacks battling it out for a varsity spot, and it's just exciting to see how hungry these guys are. By the way, they're getting after it. So it's just very exciting for me and the coaches and really quite the community. I think they're all pretty excited to see what we can do this year and have a positive year.
The Westerners do return running back Ian Blau for his senior year. And, of course, if there's been one constant of the Westerner offense, it's been Blau, who's rushed for 1,400 yards and 12 touchdowns in two seasons in the backfield. And that has come in an offense that has been primarily known for passing the football. Coach Sievert says Blau is going to be relied upon more this year, and he's ready for the challenge.
I think he's going to have quite the workload going ahead because he is a great back. I've seen him. I think he's a little bit more explosive this year. I think he's gained a little bit of muscle. I think he's going to have a great year at the tailback position, and it's really great to see him really dive into this and focus in and kind of be a sponge and soak in as much as he can.
At the quarterback position, Leighton Cook and Connor Wendell split time for the Westerners last year, with Wendell getting the majority of the reps. Being a quarterback in his day, Coach Sievert knows how tough a position battle can be. He says these two are making the coaching staff's decision very tough.
They both got a particular set of skills that they're really good at. Both of them have pretty decent arms. They're smart. They're locked in. I think both of them, are doing a great job being leaders. I think it's going to come down to maybe that first or second game, which whoever plays a little better or whoever commands the field a little better.
One of the bright spots for the Westerners last year was their defense. It's what kept them in many of their games last year, and they'll be strong again this year. Nick Jacobs returns as defensive coordinator, retaining some stability in the coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Sievert says that allows the guys to keep doing what's been working on that side of the ball.
Best thing about our defense is we have Nick Jacobs as our D coordinator, and I think it's great that he's back running the D again, because all these guys from the past 4 years, these seniors, they've been dealing with Nick, and they know the system. They got it all down.
And the Westerners also should be pretty deep on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Sievert sees that with guys who are still competing for their spot in the lineup on Friday nights.
I think we got a lot of depth. There's guys still battling for some varsity spots. So they're coming out to practice every day, really battling hard, trying to earn their varsity spot for Friday night. And it's really fun to see these guys, grind it out and not take a rep off and really get after it every play. So I think our defense is going to be hopefully pretty stellar from what I've seen at camp.
As the Westerners wind down their practices this week before their season opener Friday night, they are keeping things simple with working on fundamentals. Coach Sievert says that and hard work make some really good football players.
I think if you can get the fundamentals down, you could be a great ball player. So We're really preaching that. And then, you know, like I said earlier, they're really getting after it at practice. They're taking every rep seriously. And, you know, the guys that are going to be on our first team, you know, I think they're, you could tell they're getting hungry because it's getting a little chippy at practice. They're ready to get out on a Friday night game.
Akron Westfield starts the year off in Akron with a non-district matchup against Ridgeview. You can listen to our full interview with Akron Westfield head football coach John Sievert by logging onto our website and looking for this story at KLAM1410.com. Now we go from the gridiron to the golf course, where the first week of the golf season was really good to the Lamar's boys golf team. They're off to a hot start after winning a triangular over Sioux City West and North last week Monday and a home duel against Sergeant Bluff Luton on Friday. Lamar's head coach Nick Knapp says the team is ahead of where they were last year, due in large part to the guys taking advantage of time to get better in the summer.
They're playing really well. You can tell that the six guys that are on the varsity right now have definitely played a lot of golf this summer, at least most of them have, and they came into the season ready to go, and the scores are definitely showing it. They're playing probably 10 to 15 strokes better as a team than we were last year at this point, so it's pretty impressive.
And the Bulldogs were right on the cusp of being a top team in the MRAC last year, but couldn't get past the top team in Hinton, in Helan. This year's team brings a lot back from last year's team that couldn't get over the hump, and Coach Knapp says that has the guys motivated to get past Helan and do better in some key tournaments this year.
We were always right there, so I would hope so. When Helan got the bump, they went to state as a team. You know, they were just a little bit better than us that day, so I would hope so. I definitely want to beat them this year, and I want to be at the top of the conference and the top of the city tournament and win as many as we can. The big test that we have is Fort Dodge in about 2 weeks or so. That'll be our first real big test, I think, and I'm excited to see how they do down there.
Part of the success with this year's team so far has been a more confident approach to their shots. Coach Knapp says that boils down to being aggressive with their drives and more controlled with their approach.
These kids can bomb it. I mean, they can rip it off the tee, and I think I have finally, after 2 or 3 years, gotten through to them that they can swing as hard as they want off the tee, but they've got to have some sort of controlled golf swing in the fairway, in the approaches, so they're just starting to learn to play the game the right way, it feels like.
The Bulldogs have changed things up with how they prepare for competition this year. Instead of just going out and playing golf every time they practice, Lamar's goes out to fine-tune and train things to then use in competition. Coach Knapp says this allows for the guys to hone in on the little skills necessary to succeed.
We're going to train it and trust it, so we're going to do a lot more practice this year, and instead of a lot of golf playing. They play enough golf during the week and during the tournament, so we're going to really grind away on the range, on the practice green, and just see if we can sharpen those things, because they all know how to swing a golf club. They're good enough to do it. It's the smaller things that always need to be tightened up, no matter how good we are.
And Lamar's is heading to Council Bluffs today for their first competition against Helan. That's in a triangular hosted by Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. And the details of that duel with Sergeant Bluff Luton on Friday. Lamar's won it by 9 strokes by a score of 313 to 322. Dylan Susamil was the medalist of the tournament. He shot a 76. Carter Baumgartner shot a 78. Tate Murphy had a really rough front nine, shot a 44, even had a 10-stroke hole in there. But man, did he turn it around and shot 35 coming in, even par to finish with a 79. Jacob Pluger and Drake Brownmiller each shot 80, and you could have your pick there of the fourth scoring golfer for Lamar's on Friday. Again, a good start. Triangular win on Monday and a dual win on Friday. And as we take a look at the sports schedule for today, again, Lamar's is in Council Bluffs today. They're taking on Thomas Jefferson and Bishop Heal in an MRAC triangular action. There's another MRAC triangular going on as well. Sergeant Bluff Luton and Sioux City East. They are going to be at Sioux City West for a triangular today, hosted by the Wolverines. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Again, you can hear our full interview with Akron Westfield head football coach John Sievert. Again, that's on our website under the sports tab. Click on local sports news. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to head to Remsen and preview the defending 8-player state champions with head head coach Tim Osterman. So make sure you tune in for that tomorrow on our sports update. You can also follow us on our Twitter page for sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.